But our spring training coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. Every sport, every team, the word regression comes up.
Is this the year where you regress? People do regress.
Right? We had the conversation yesterday about the AFC West and who regresses. Do the Chiefs regress or does Bo Nix regress and all that? The Royals rotation last year was the biggest reason they were in the postseason. The biggest reason why the season went the way it did. Where do you think this Royals rotation can finish among the American League?
Because that's all we care about for this sake. I don't care if they're better than the Dodgers
rotation. They don't need to be a... The overall MLB ranking doesn't matter. It's where are they at in the AL, the teams that ultimately are going to battle for a playoff spot. And honestly, even more importantly, where are they at in the AL Central if we want to really narrow it down? And the good news, not that I want to see anybody get hurt, is the Yankees rotation...
It's better than theirs now.
No Gerrit Cole, he's done. Tommy John. Luis Gil, the rookie of the year from a year ago, he's out for, I believe, 2 to 3 months, give or take. They have some other bodies in that rotation, but that's a team that you would have said for sure had a better rotation probably before. I mean, Gerrit Cole, Cy Young candidate, Heel, rookie of the year, you know, they don't have that anymore in their division. Even if regression happens, I think they can still be one of the top half rotations in the American League. Who else has Reagans with Lugo and Walker? Who else has like 1-2-3 capability like that? Not many other teams in the AL have that.
So the only issue you would question, I think, is depth. Based on the sheer number of innings you'll get out of there, they've got to be one of the best teams in the American League. Based on like the top end talent, they're probably like, hey, there's guys who have better number one starters or better aces. Okay.
Yeah, look at any of the Cy Young candidates.
But like depth in the top three or four, I'd say good. Depth after five, I feel like becomes an issue because it's a complete unknown.
But who has five? It's who has a good number five starter?
That will in the end determine, like last year they were able to cover that a little bit better. And so I fear for what an injury looks like unless there's like a Kyle Wright who's just going to come onto the scene a little bit quicker than I think. Even with regression, the floor is the fifth best rotation in the American League. Maybe I'm way off here. That's just even with regression. If Seth Lugo goes back to, and what I'll say about Seth Lugo, if Seth Lugo goes back to like an average starter, what they're doing with Seth Lugo is the current industry norm. Credit to the Royals for being on it. That's happening in a number of spots in baseball over the last 2 years. Look at Clay Holmes. He's a former reliever. We don't necessarily mention him as a guy who's coming back to earth just because he was a reliever. And so that's happening more in baseball over just the last 2 seasons. It's a very new trend to take these back-end relievers and then make them back into starters instead of what we had been doing up to that point. And maybe it's because I think Chris Bubich. Maybe that's what it is. My floor on Bubich is much higher than it's been in years, and maybe that's why I think it is. But I honestly think their floor is like the fifth best American League rotation, and they definitely have the best one in the division.
Yeah, they're number one in the AL Central rotation. I think after that, you know, you go through the Guardians might have the third or fourth best rotation. I think the Twins have the second best rotation, don't you think? Pretty easily. In this division, and then I would go Tigers. Maybe Vern disagrees with me. We can check with him later on the show. I would go Royals 1, Twins 2, Tigers 3, Guardians 4.
Obviously, even with Skubal, I probably, for the entirety of rotation.
That's the
Skubal's just so much better than, like, they got the best pitcher.
So does that automatically move him from? Maybe that's fair.
Maybe.
I'm thinking 1 through 5, but you're probably right. If you have a guy that's that dominant, is that enough to just leapfrog you? Probably. That's fair. Maybe, yeah, you could talk me into the Tigers having the second best, but I think the Royals have the best in the American League Central. And if you're going to do that and you look across the divisions, and that puts you in that 5-7 range at worst for a rotation.
Yeah, give or take. I mean, it's not like way different than that for a rotation, but like I just think 5 or 6 is the floor.
Oh, see, here's a national perspective on this very topic. So New York Times put out their rankings across all of baseball. So the number one AL rotation they have is the Mariners. Hard to argue. Castillo, Kirby, Gilbert. They have the second best in the AL as the Toronto Blue Jays, Gausman, Berrios, Bassett, Kikuchi. They also had, let's see, is this, that can't be right. This has to be an old article. Some of these names are not, Kikuchi's on the Astros now.
How old is this thing?
Cannot be an up-to-date one. This is at the end of last year. There's no way.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no way. That didn't make any sense once I saw Kikuchi's name. I was like, wait a second. He's in the Astros organization, or he got traded towards the end of last season. I was trying to see. And the fact that The fact that the second A American League team rotation was eighth or whatever, that can't be right. So I'll try to find an updated list. I wanted to get a national perspective.
Here's CBS Sports from February 24th. This is their power rankings.
This year?
Picking baseball's top 10 rotations. Okay. So the only way the Royals are going to be on the list, they have the Pittsburgh Pirates at number 10, the Detroit Tigers at number 9, the Rangers at 8, the Red Sox at 7.
Well, the Royals aren't going to be on the list then.
I'm not liking it. We're getting a little too low here. Braves.
But this is also pre-Yankees injury, but the Yankees.
Yeah, they got the Yankees at 4th, but this was pre-injury, so you know that they'd be off the list. Mariners 2nd, Phillies 1st, and Dodgers 1st, or just Phillies 2nd, Dodgers 1st. So they didn't have the Royals in the top 10, in fairness.
So they would say that the Tigers have the best division in the AL Central.
I think it's the
best rotation in the division.
I think it's the Scooble part. That's the part that really shakes for people, because it's hard to ignore the fact that they have the best pitcher in the American League. And also, I don't think there's anyone in baseball that doesn't think they have a top 50% in all of baseball, rotation. So, it's hard to imagine that they're going to be bottom 5 to 7 in the AL.
That same article you found, which is actually from this year. Thank you for finding one from 2025. The honorable mention: Astros, Royals, Twins, Reds, Padres. So the Royals were on honorable mention for that. So they're just outside the top 10 in all baseball.
So yeah, they think that, and it just depends on the people that you're talking about based on that conversation.
Someone says Kikuchi sounds made up. No, he was a pitcher for the Blue Jays, and then he was traded to the Astros late in the season. I don't know where he actually is at now, but that's weird that was the name that set me off on the.
You say
article.
Kikuchi is just a fun name to say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Someone said that's just completely made up. No. I don't know. Now I just want to know where he's at. Kikuchi, where do you think he's at?
Dodgers. That's where everyone goes.
That's actually just a good guess for any pitcher, and that's true at this point.
Well, and honestly, Japanese-based pitchers oftentimes go to the coasts. So Angels or Dodgers would be my guess.
We'll find out. I can't spell it. It's pulling up other pitchers.
Okay. He is a Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim. Just pulled it up.
Different LA team.
Told you. Like I was like, just the coast guess is usually.
Are we still calling them the Angels of Anaheim? Is that still what we're doing?
I don't know. Their logo still says AAA.
The old logo is so freaking good. They need to just become the Anaheim Angels and just forget about the whole LA part. Maybe they'd play better. I don't know.
That's debatable. I mean, maybe they'd play better, but that's debatable.
Maybe be some good luck for Mike Trout injury-wise, too? I don't know.
For his sake, I hope so. I mean, baseball's better if he's around.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is.
Go back to the pinstripe jerseys, too.
I don't root for the best players in any sport to not play. The sports, any of the sports we watch, are way more fun if those people are available.